In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebrew Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, as Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. This is the word of God for the people of God. For this month in September, we are going through the meaning of Christian mission. So if you see in the bulletins, in the title it goes with 1 and 2 and 3, and today is 4 for the church. The first Sunday we talk about mission for God's kingdom. And second Sunday we talk about mission for the world. And last Sunday we talk about the mission for the people. The reason that I remind you the title is because I need to remind myself about the title too, and also the content of the sermon. So it's like mission for the God's kingdom, mission for the world, mission for the people, and today, mission for the church. And next week will be mission for you. So today's mission for the church. In terms of church and mission, we can have a question whether church exists for the mission, or the mission exists for the church. If you are not familiar with the word mission, we can just think of the word ministry, it's okay. You can change the mission and ministry sometimes, it's fine. So the question can be like that: does church exist for the ministry, or does the ministry exist for the church? More precisely, we can say with an example. Does church exist for share house ministry, or share house ministry exists for the church? That can be a question. Well, actually, this question came from the dualistic perspective to see that church and mission are different. However, we cannot say which one is the first before the other, because the church is the mission itself, and the mission is the church. So we cannot separate mission and church. Church and mission are not different concepts. So again, we cannot separate these two because these two are the same, the mission and the church. So what we are doing as a Church of Christ is the mission. So we did 5K yesterday. The purpose of the 5K is not to finish 5 kilometers within 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I did 27 minutes, was good, yeah, from there. I'm happy for that. But the purpose of the 5K was not like that. The doing the 5K itself is our church. We are the church. And ESL and share house and prison ministry or whatever we do is not just participating and doing and teaching English or giving away the clothes. It's not the purpose. The doing the ministry itself is a church. So ministry, mission, and church cannot be separated. As I mentioned, President Bailey UMC has been doing many ministries and many missions for years. These ministries and mission have identified our church, President Bailey. So the identity of the President Bailey UMC can be found in our mission and ministry. And yesterday we did the 5K as a ministry to support the ALS Association in memory of Becky Upton. And today we will have a share house ministry in the afternoon. And you will help our neighbors and our community with the love of Christ by giving clothes and shoes. Every Monday and Wednesday, we are doing ESL ministries for those whose first language is not English. Teachers and volunteers for these ministries dedicate their times. They come, they prepare the snacks for international students coming for English studies. All these ministries and missions are what church is. I don't say what church has to do, but I just say it is what church is. It is so natural to do ministries and mission because we are the church and we are body of Christ. When I was in Korean United Methodist Church in McLean, I was a pastor planning and consulting and practicing all international and domestic mission and ministry and evangelism. I went to DC downtown on Thanksgiving Day morning to give clothes and food for the homeless people. It was really cold, you know. I went with my family, and there are many Korean Christians gathered together in the Washington DC downtown on Thanksgiving morning, like 8 a.m. and really cold, and there are many homeless people in downtown. We went there Thanksgiving morning to give clothes and food for the homeless people. I visited the senior center in Annandale every month with the Holy Communion for handicapped seniors. I used to go to jail, as our brother Lou regularly goes, to do the prison ministry in the Fairfax Adult Detention Center. I met inmates regularly. I visit and consult a mission in Yucatan, Mexico, and I visit the Cape Town in South Africa. And I regularly visit the Philippines every January. Those are not what I had to do, but those are presenting who I am. Because the mission is I am as a church. I am church, and church is the mission. And for this month, while I prepare this series sermon, I wanted to encourage you to participate in mission and ministries, because mission and ministry is who you are. Oh, Pastor, I don't have any time to do that. Mission and ministry is not doing when you have a free time. Right? Mission and ministry is who you are. But however, while we are doing mission and ministries, we may face some conflict and difficulties. Yes, it happens many times in our mission and ministries. And today's scripture also shows us one of the difficulties while they were doing ministries. It is like that. This story that we just read in the scripture, this story is in the context of early church around AD 40 or 60. So very early church, right? Church members increased, which means church becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Church members increased. It had become a bigger church. And they did ministries to distribute food for their members, especially for widow members. Because the widow at that time, they didn't have a husband, so they couldn't have any food, you know, for their family. So the church, one of the important church ministry was to distribute the food for their widow members. It was an important ministry at a church. But at a time, there were two different groups in a church. One is Hellenistic Jews, and the other was Hebrew Jews. It's kind of a difficult word, but let me explain you. Hellenistic Jews were Jewish people. They are Jewish people. Hellenistic Jews are their Jewish people living in Hellenistic area, which means they live in the Greek Hellenistic cultural area. And they were Jewish people, but they did not live in Jewish area. So their cultural backgrounds was Greek. In other words, Hellenistic. However, Hebrew Jews were Jews living in Jewish territory. So, although they were all Jews, but culturally they were different. Just like that. I'm sorry, Bin and San, I didn't ask you permission, but I'm going to use you guys, okay? Bin and San, they are Korean, right? Right? We can say Korean, but here we can say they are Korean American. But in Korea, the people in Korea, they might call them Americanized Korean. So they are even Korean, but they are Americanized Korean, and I am Korean. Okay? Or if they met their cousin in Korea, you know, their first language is English, their first language is Korean. Even they speak Korean a little bit, but you know, it is not like Korean-Korean communications, right? Because their cultural background is America. So it's like that. Hellenistic Jews there, and Hebrew Jews were there, the two groups there. You understand the context, right? In a church. The Hebrew Jews were majority, and Hellenistic Jews were minority at the time. And during the food distribution ministry, Hellenistic Jewish Christians, which means they're minority groups, Hellenistic Jewish Christians complained that their widows, which means Hellenistic Jewish widows, didn't get food as much as Hebrew widows received. They said it was not fair at all to distribute food in a different way to Hellenistic widows. It became a ministerial problem. We can think easily there would be a debate among two groups, different opinions about it, and so forth in a church. But at a time, 12 disciples who were leaders of the church and who were Hebrew Jews gathered and said, the Bible said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you. So among you means among Hellenistic Jews. Choose 7 men among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. You know, this statement from 12 disciples show us what mission and ministry is and what church is. Look at that again. They didn't suggest to call a fact-finding committee in order to find whether there were any unfairness in their ministries or not. They didn't ask to make a committee to find the fact. They didn't try to find any responsible persons who brought this unfairness in this ministry. Finding fact was not their priority to do. What 12 disciples show us was how they could go back to the real and essential meaning of the church and of the mission. In doing ministry to distribute food to widows, they could have a certain authority in a church and ministries as 12 disciples, but they simply gave up all ministerial authority and suggest choose 7 different people among Hellenistic group to take over all authority to them. And they say they would go back to the ministry of prayer and the ministry of Word of God. Sometimes we see the ministries give church hard time. Sometimes you see. We see people who involved in ministry actively leave the church because of the conflict and difficulties while doing ministries. We see some people got burned out while doing the ministries. I said, church is the mission and mission is the church. And when we forget this truth, we cannot go back to the essence of church when you face difficulties and hardship in mission. When I was in the Philippines with our Filipinos, brothers and sisters in the Philippines, I did ministry and missions there, right? Of course, I faced many, many difficult times because of the cultural conflict and misunderstanding. Whenever I see the problems, I went back to prayer because it is what church is. It is what mission is. Whenever I see the problem, difficulty, that is all God calling me to go back to the ministry of prayer, go back to the ministry of the God's word. Here in our church is the same. We are doing the many ministries, and we might see some people burn out of the ministry. We might see the people leaving the church because of ministry. We might see the, some conflict and misunderstandings going around in doing the ministries. We can see that. Then it is time to go back to the essence of what church is: prayer and Word of God. Because we are not inventing any event. We are not an event company. Present Value BMC is not an event company, right? Present Value BMC is not the organization just standing here to just help some people. It's not like that. We have many non-NGO groups doing very effectively doing something good. We are here to do the ministry and missions, to presenting the love of Jesus Christ. And with the food, maybe, just like this church did, or with the cloth, with the English, with 5K, with our money, with our time, we are presenting the love of Jesus Christ to all the world, which means we are the salt and the light. But in being of salt and light, we got burned out and tired. Then it is time to go back to the essence of what church is: prayer and Word of God, as they did. We don't need to make any fact-finding committee. Who is right? Who is wrong? It's not. Please don't make fact-finding committee, because if you make a fact-finding committee, you will find many, many things, something wrong to me, okay? Don't make any fact-finding committee, okay? Because it's not what church is doing to find out who is right, who is wrong. It's not what we are doing. We need to go back to the prayer and Word of God. So, my question to me is like, hey, Eugene, do you pray for that? Do you depend on the Word of God? Do you spend more time for Word of God? Do you spend more time for prayer than any other activities? It is the same to our life. Mission and ministry, my life and mission cannot be separated. In prayers and in God's word, our life is mission, and mission is our life. The question we have to ask to ourselves is whether we are doing prayer ministry, God's word ministry, or not. Without prayers, without reading the Bible, we are just doing event in a church. We're just living as an event in our life. Do you think that your life is full of the event, right? We may think that our life is full of some kinds of stories and event and something like that. But I want my life to be full of the prayer, not an event. I want my life to be full of the Word of God, not an event. Because my life itself is a mission. And my life itself is the church. Christian mission is for the church, and we are the church, and we are the mission. It is only possible to be mission and to be church in prayers and in God's word. When we are living in prayer and God's word, and we are the church, we are the mission. And we have to go back to the essence of what church is, and prayer and God's word. Well, we will see this afternoon. We will do reopen the sharehouse ministries. We will see what happens. We are going to be busy, you know, many people come and just, you know, doing everything and sorting and getting the donations, you know. In the midst of busyness, we have to see whether we have a prayer in our heart, whether we have the God's word ministry in our heart. That is the challenge for all of our church members for this afternoon. Let us pray.